Hey everyone, this is Corey. This is a bonus episode of the podcast. On this episode, I'm going to talk about the American League playoffs with Scott and Andrew from the Bronx Pinstripes podcast. And I'm not necessarily doing this episode because I think that we as Cubs fans need to prepare for the Cubs to face an American League team in the World Series. This isn't really an episode of scouting potential opponents, but rather I think that a lot of Cubs fans will be paying more attention to the postseason this year. And since we don't see the Cubs play most of these teams, I thought it might be interesting to talk about these teams with some people that are knowledgeable and informed when it comes to American League baseball. Before we get to that, though, if you're listening to this episode right away, tonight, Tuesday night, we will be recording our wild card preview episode, and we will discuss the game and make some predictions. We're also going to have Katie Day on, and Katie is, of course, the musician that wrote the song By the Lakeside. And also, we would like to play your wild card game predictions on that episode. So what you should do is, if you have the free IVMB iOS or Android app, tap on Contact the Show, then tap on Call the Show, and leave a voicemail telling us what you think the final score will be, who the key performers will be. Just make any predictions that you'd like. If you don't have our app, you can call 309-517-0624 and leave the voicemail there. Again, that phone number is 309-517-0624. So here is my conversation with Scott and Andrew from the Bronx Pinstripes podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it, man.
Admittedly, I don't pay a great deal of attention to the American League, and I'm really going to rely on you guys to get me and our listeners up to speed with the American League playoff teams. These are obviously teams that you've seen throughout the season. And I don't think that it's going to surprise anyone listening that with a podcast named the Bronx Pinstripes Show, you guys cover the New York Yankees.
That's right. We're the spoiled brats from New York that expect a World Series every single year. Right, so right. We complain a lot now.
And full disclosure, I don't really pay attention to the American League either. It's just the Yankees.
It is boring, isn't it?
this year, the National League has been a lot more interesting, I think.
Yeah. Well, I actually know two Cubs fans that consider the Yankees to be their AL team. So you might have some people, some Cubs fans listening to this that might be interested in your podcast. So tell us about the Bronx Pinstripes Show.
All right, I'll start. This is Andrew, by the way. I don't know if we've introduced to your listeners. We started this podcast. Scott and I started the podcast this year. We've been writing, or Scott started the BronxPinstripes.com, which is obviously a Yankees fan website, over 5 years ago at this point. And I was one of the first writers on the site, and just sort of been writing ever since. And this winter, Scott and I decided, let's start a podcast. And we just sort of got into it and been going the whole season. It's been great. I think the Yankees have had a good season, which has helped the podcast along. And it's been a lot of fun.
I'd say, Corey, with a manager like Joe Girardi, there's never a lack of us talking about managerial decisions. That's definitely been a big focus this year. I know you guys are probably familiar with Joe Girardi. He's a former Cub, but his managerial style will sometimes drive you crazy. You know, Joe has a binder that he goes by, and if it's not in the binder, Joe doesn't do it. So we definitely have a lot of conversations and just outright complaining about Joe Girardi, I think, throughout the year. But we've definitely overachieved, I think, when you look at what we were supposed to do. We have a much older lineup and a much older roster, and I don't think anybody really put the Yankees in the playoffs this year. So, you know, I think at this point we're playing with house money.
Right. So you guys aren't, like, disappointed, like, oh, wild card. Oh, gosh. We're the Yankees. We need to be at the top of the AL East. You're content with a wild card spot this year.
Do you want the rational human in me, or do you want the diehard Yankee fan answer?
I want to hear the diehard Yankee fan answer.
Yeah, they were 6.5 games up at the trade deadline, and they totally fell apart. Obviously, the Blue Jays got a lot better with David Price and Tulo, who really hasn't even been that great. But, I mean, Donaldson's had an MVP season, so the Blue Jays have just totally scorched earth in the second half since August 1st. And the Yankees kind of have been fading slowly ever since. So I believe there was a podcast at one point in July where I said, if the Yankees blow this lead in the AL division, that's a choke. So I think I have to stick to that.
And yeah, the Blue Jays, I mean, the Blue Jays were playing out of their mind for almost a month, it seemed like. And unfortunately, we ran into them 13 times in that stretch, and they definitely have our number. They've beat us up and down. We took 2 or 3 in Toronto in one series, but other than that, they swept us in the Bronx.
We won 4 out of those 13.
Yeah, so it was they got us, and that's pretty much their division right there. It was the head to head matchup. So that's why I think we're you know, obviously I'm happy personally that we're in the playoffs right now. But it is disappointing that we didn't win the division, only because it's really the head-to-head matchup with the Blue Jays that really settled it.
Right, and so the idea of potentially facing them in the postseason is not ideal for you guys.
No, but I don't think anybody wants them based on what we've done against them in the regular season. But you know, I definitely want some payback. That's for sure. I just don't think this team is going to be given payback this year, unfortunately. That's the realist in me. But, you know, we have to get to the ALCS now in order to play them because of Mark Burley coming back out and getting his 200 innings and letting up 9 runs in 2/3 of an inning. So the Royals actually took the best record in the American League. So we would actually, if we do win tomorrow night, we will we'll face the Royals in Kansas City.
Right. So let's talk about – oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, before we even get to the Blue Jays, we still got to get through hipster beard Dallas Keuchel and then the Royals, who made the World Series last year. So I can't even think about the Blue Jays at this point.
Right. So I actually saw the Yankees play this season. I saw them play down in Houston, and Keuchel threw a complete game shutout. Mm-hmm. So it seems like just getting out of Houston might be a difficult thing for the Yankees. Let's kind of talk about that wild card game. You guys are hosting it, right?
We are in
New York.
The Astros have a 407 win percentage on the road, so we got that going in our favor. Keuchel has been filthy this year, especially against the Yankees. I mean, Keuchel is probably going to be the AL Cy Young winner. David Price, maybe, especially what he's done for the Blue Jays. But Keuchel's been filthy, and he has 16 shutout innings against the Yankees this year. So also, since Mark Teixeira went down, the Yankees' bats against left-handed pitching has been pretty terrible. So just from that standpoint, it's going to be a tough uphill battle Tuesday night.
And the funny thing about Keuchel is that I don't have his numbers in front of me, but his home and away numbers are very different, except when he's playing the Yankees. When he's playing the Yankees in the Bronx, you know, he pitched great against us. So this is what's very interesting about tomorrow night is that you're going to see a completely different lineup than what you would expect. Probably what Girardi is going to do is sit Brian McCann, who's been our starting catcher all year, and play our backup John Ryan Murphy because of his numbers against left-handed pitching. And then also you're going to see Brett Gardner more than likely sit for Chris Young, who again has better numbers against left-handed pitching. I mean, us against left-handed pitching is our kryptonite in the second half. It's been ever since Texas has gone down, like Andrew said, you know, we haven't been able to touch anybody. So you're going to see definitely a different type of lineup, mostly right-handed lineup against Keuchel in the Bronx. So should be interesting.
So where are Yankees fans with, you know, this wild card game and everything? I mean, I think the wild card play-in game seems like a great idea. Seems like a lot of fun until your team is in it. And that's kind of how Cubs fans feel right now, I think. And is that kind of where Yankees fans are right now?
Well, this is the first time, obviously, it's such a new game, but it's the first time that the Yankees are in this situation. I think fans, a lot of fans, especially with the way the team has played over the last couple weeks, I mean, they lost 6 of their last 7 games. They needed the Arizona Diamondbacks to beat the Astros on the last day of the season just to get home field advantage in this one-game playoff. The team has not instilled a lot of confidence in fans recently. And we've had so many injuries and so many things have gone against us that I think a lot of fans are just thinking it's going to be a disaster on Tuesday night.
Although the Astros haven't exactly played great for the last couple weeks, too.
That's absolutely true as well. And as I mentioned before, they're not a very good road team. And, you know, from a Yankee perspective, we've got our guy on the mound that we want. Tanaka is our ace. You know, he might not be as good of an ace as Jake Arrieta or as Dallas Keuchel, but he is our ace. And I think fans at least have confidence in Tanaka to give him a good game.
Yeah, I find the Yankees kind of interesting because I don't know much about this Yankees team, which is surprising because it feels like for the last 20 years we've had the Yankees shoved down our throats by ESPN. But these Yankees kind of flew under the radar this season, it feels like.
You know, in the beginning of the season, the majority of the talk was about Alex Rodriguez, obviously, coming back. You know, there was the whole situation about the Yankees paying him his bonuses for some of the milestones that they weren't able to market. There was a whole controversy swirling around that. They kind of put it to bed in the beginning of the season, and A-Rod came out really hot and played out of his mind for the first half of the season, and really nobody expected this. I mean, he was hitting – Andrew, what does he have? He has 33 home runs, I think, on the season right now, and 80-plus RBIs, and he's definitely cooled off quite a bit. But, you know, in the second half of the season, you're getting a lot of younger guys, too, coming up. With Teixeira going down, we have, you know, our first base prospect, Greg Bird, who has come up and really just – you know, taking over the Bronx. I mean, the Yankee fans are super excited again. There's a different level of excitement about the youth coming in because we haven't had it in so long that we've been, you know, obviously everybody knows the Yankees pay – the payroll is always through the roof. Sure. They're usually going out and getting somebody and usually trading our prospects, you know, for these guys. So we haven't really cultivated the farm system in quite some time. And this is the first year that – you know, we didn't go out at the trade deadline and make that big move. We kept Luis Severino, who was our number one pitching prospect, and he's come up and done really well. And we kept Greg Bird, who was our number one first base prospect, and he's done really well. So, you know, there's kind of a different feeling, I think, with the youth coming into this team it doesn't really make national news yet.
And when you also think about the Yankees the last couple of years, they haven't made the playoffs, but 2 years ago they had Mariano Rivera on his farewell tour. And then you had last year Derek Jeter on his farewell tour. So, I mean, that alone is just so much of a distraction. Two of the most iconic players of the last 20 years of baseball retiring. The Yankees sort of came into 2015 unknown. I mean, no one knew it was going to happen. Scott mentioned the A-Rod situation. And they played better than anyone thought. At some point in July, they were peaking. Their offense scored 90 runs in 9 games, and it looked like they weren't going to be able to be stopped. So it's kind of been a roller coaster ride of a season for the Yankees.
So then the winner of that wild card game goes on to face the Royals. Do you guys see the Yankees or the Astros knocking off last year's AL champs?
Well, this might, you know, everyone is probably familiar with the CC news today that he's checking himself into rehab for alcohol. You know, CC, if you look at his numbers, has not been great this year, but he's been one of our more consistent starting pitchers in the month of September. And I think he was probably going to be our game two starter, if we make it that far. So we just lost our game two starter for the ALDS. But you know, anything can happen. The Royals, I know, have the number one seed in the AL, but they have not been the same team they were in the first half. Since they got Johnny Cueto, I mean, he's not been what they thought they were going to get. So I think I would rather face the Royals than the Blue Jays in the ALDS.
Yeah, to me, the Royals are that team that are real steady. But honestly, like, there's not much that scares you over there. Maybe I haven't been paying attention too much to them, or they're in Kansas City. I think we don't get a lot of the media attention on the East Coast about the Kansas City Royals, but I don't know. I mean, absolutely, I'd rather face them than Toronto right now. Just obviously, what Toronto's done with us, and you know the firepower that Toronto has. I mean, their lineup is ridiculous. Their top five guys are scariest in baseball, in my opinion. And so, yeah, I mean, like Andrew said, anything can happen. And the crazy thing about the Yankees, like, you have Tanaka as our number one, and you know he mentioned that CC's out. But a month ago, CC wasn't even in this conversation. Like, he wasn't even going to be on the playoff roster. That's how crazy this season has been for the Yankees. Michael Pineda has all the ability and talent in the world if he bottles it up for one game. It's either he goes out and throws, you know, a gem with 10 plus strikeouts, or he implodes and, you know, he's giving up 6-7 runs in 3 innings. So, you know, it's he's kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So yeah, anything can really happen. So I don't think I'm all that scared going into the Kansas City. I really feel like at that point anything could happen.
Right. Right. So you mentioned that the Blue Jays are kind of the scary team in the American League right now. The Rangers, though, have really, you know, at the halfway point, you know, at the All-Star break, you didn't think the Rangers were going to work their way back in. And so they've been playing great in the second half of the season. Do you think that the Rangers will be able to knock off the Blue Jays, or are their bats up in Toronto just too much for really? I mean, from what I hear from the national media, it almost seems like it's inevitable that these Blue Jays are just going to kind of batter the American League into submission.
I think the winner of that series will make the World Series for the American League. So my pick would be the Blue Jays, but I think the second best team right now in the American League is the Rangers. They've been playing out of their minds. Cole Hamels has been great. Prince Fielder and Adrian Beltre are both raking right now. That's going to be, I think, one of the better series when we look at these first rounds, including National League, divisional series. I think that's going to be a really good series. I think we might see five games there.
Yeah, and talking about that lineup, I mean, not even to mention Josh Hamilton, who seems to be getting a little bit more healthy as the season goes on. And you never know. I mean, obviously he's an all-world talent. If he gets hot in a series, I mean, he's an absolute difference maker. And, you know, the Cole Hamels move at the trade deadline was supposed to be, at least everybody else thought it was supposed to be for next year and the year after, because he was locked up. You know, he had a contract. So that was made him so attractive on the trade market. But they absolutely turned their season around, and he's been tremendous. So yeah, I mean, I'd have to agree. Although, you know, if Kansas City did come out again, they're just that steady team that, you know, wouldn't surprise me if they lost, wouldn't surprise me if they made the World Series.
Right. So I guess what are your guys' like playoff predictions? What do you see the Yankees doing? And you've kind of given hints as to who you see representing the American League, but how do you see all this playing out? I guess, how far do the Yankees get, and who do you think will face each other in the World Series, and who emerges victorious?
Oh, boy, you're putting us getting fire here.
You want me to take this
yeah,
first?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll see what you do.
You know, anything you say about the Yankees, you know, you're not jinxing them. We're a Cubs podcast, but we don't believe in jinxes. So, you know, you can be confident and you're not going to, you know, hurt their chances at all.
So I do think the Yankees are going to get past the Astros. I think even though they have not been playing well, I do have confidence in Tanaka. It's going to be a close game, low scoring game, something like, you know, 3-2 or something like that. But the Yankees, I don't think have enough. They're just not playing well enough right now to make it much past that wild card game. As I said, I think the winner of the Rangers Blue Jays series is going to make it to the World Series, and just because I hate the Blue Jays and their newfound 12 million fans on Twitter, I'm going to pick the Rangers out of the American League. For the National League, give me your Cubs, man. I'm rooting for your Cubs.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, and I think I have a similar stance, actually. I do expect the Yankees to win tomorrow night, and I think it's mainly because I think Tanaka is going to keep them in the game, and the Yankees might be able to find a couple long balls in Yankee Stadium. I mean, we live and die by the long ball this year. That's it. We have to hit a home run. We have to hit the ball out of the park to win, and Yankee Stadium definitely gives us a better opportunity for that. So I see us coming out. I think it would be a disappointment in my eyes if we didn't. Our bullpen right now is in absolute shambles. I mean, our pitching staff really is in shambles. And I think going into a series would be really tough for us to sustain that. So I would be surprised if they got to the ALDS if they came out of it. But again, you know, the way I look at baseball, anything can happen. If a team catches fire, you know, they might be unstoppable at that point if they start hitting the ball out of the park. But on the other side, as much as I dislike Toronto and their fan base, I see them coming out. I think their lineup is just that filthy, and they're getting good pitching. I mean, with David Price now, they have a bona fide number one. You know, Stroman coming back, Estrada pitching well, and then R.A. Dickey. I mean, people wake up and they can't hit a knuckleball on some days. So, you know, I see them coming out, and then I do see them making the World Series. On the National League side, you know, I agree, man. I am rooting for the Cubs. You know, go Cubs. I think it would be awesome to see you guys come out. I do have a little bit of a soft spot in my heart for the Dodgers and for Don Mattingly. I used to watch them in spring training in Vero Beach every summer of my childhood too. So the Dodgers have always kind of been my second team. But you know, I'm rooting for, I guess, that series. And I think you know, which the better team comes out, man. So I think, but I do think the Cubs. I actually, if I were to put my money on it, I would say Cubs. Cubs Toronto.
All right. Well, where can people find your podcast, and where can they find you on Twitter?
So you can find us on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes. And from there, you'll pretty much find everything. We tweet out the podcast links. Our website is bronxpinstripes.com. We post all of the podcasts in blog form there, as well as on SoundCloud and in iTunes. It's the Bronx Pinstripes Show. Specifically, you can find me on Twitter at Yankees_talk. I got that Twitter handle like 8 years ago at this point, so that's how I ended up with that.
Yeah, and you know, we also have a full blog site as well, so we do cover the Yankees. So if anybody is if the Yankees are your second team, definitely check out BronxPinstripes.com. We're actually an official partner with the Yes Network as well. Something we got this year, which we're excited about. So we have probably 20 plus writers that cover the Yankees inside and out. So definitely check it out.
All right. Well, thanks guys for coming on and talking about American League Baseball with us.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah. Thanks, man.